3 months ago, a group of Kenyan police left the country for Haiti, prompting a debate after President William Ruto defied court orders that had ruled on the police deployment to the Caribbean island nation as unconstitutional. Speaking in Port-au-Prince, Ruto said Kenyan police have achieved much in Haiti despite minimum equipment and resources. He says the team needs more additional personnel to continue fighting the powerful gangs that have taken over the troubled nation.
As you will recall, your deployment was initially met with skepticism, criticism, and pessimism. But because of your courage, your competence, professionalism, and effectiveness in executing your mandate, this mission now enjoys strong national support in Kenya and global acclamation across the world. Your exemplary conduct has borne fruit and made our country very proud.
The support will fast-track the realization of mission's objective of restoring peace and stability in the nation. Kenya says the mission will help open Haiti's economy and restore normalcy, and that the international community must pay attention to the needs of its people.
I came here specifically to know about your progress, so that friends and partners and many other people who believe in stability and peace can work with me at the UN General Assembly to make sure that you get the requisite support, human capital, equipment, and also other resources to make sure that you deliver on this mandate. I am here also to listen to you. I want to get some feedback. What is the situation and what you would want me to do better or differently?
Ruto also addressed police concerns, which included a lack of clarity on the benefits and compensation for those in the Haitian mission. Otieno Ahonya is one of the Kenyan police officers on mission.
Sir, there's one concern about the compensation, which we have never known. In case of anything, what is going to happen? Until now, that has never been tested, and we are not aware. Personally, I'm not aware, and I believe others are also not aware.
Experts say the mission's success is not certain, and only time will tell the outcome. Kwaku Nwama is a professor in the School of International Service at American University in Washington, D.C.
The Haiti mission has had limited success so far, but it's a vital mission that must be supported. This is why, in my opinion, President Ruto's support for the American proposal to transition it to a full UN peacekeeping after a one-year renewal of the current mandate makes perfect sense. That transition will address the problem of funding, personnel, and the insufficiency of equipment that's currently plaguing the Kenya-led presence.
The president also met with the head of Transitional Presidential Council of Haiti, President Edgar Leblanc. They commended Kenyan officers for their outstanding work in securing critical infrastructure and restoring peace in regions that had proven impossible to stabilize in previous operations. Kenya is on the global map for its extensive experience in peacekeeping. Its troops have participated in 46 missions worldwide, among them the East Timor, Macedonia, Kosovo, Namibia, Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. For VOA Africa, I am Moreno Jambo in San Francisco.